Welcome back to Jacked In. Steve Ladarante is a reporter for the Globe and Mail. He's been on the show before talking about, well, one thing or another, but that's not why he's on the show today. No, today he's going to talk about a little side, a personal project, if you will. Well, in fact, it's called the Human Facebook Project. We talked to him today from Toronto. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The Human Facebook Project. What is this all about?
Well, I've been complaining for about a year that Facebook was, you know, I was going to leave Facebook. I found there's just too much on it, and I couldn't sift through it.
Yeah.
And I always kept signing back on because I just felt like I was missing out a little bit. So I thought initially that what I would do is I would close it altogether, but I would keep doing all the things that you do on Facebook. So instead of putting pictures of my kid in, you know, online, mm-hmm. I would just mail it to a random person that I used to be friends with on Facebook. Right? Or I'd phone somebody and ask for a status update and then hang up after one sentence.
Yeah.
So I was going to do that, but it just seemed like too much trouble. So what I decided to do instead was force myself to interact with people by phoning them or emailing them or meeting them for a drink and then writing a blog entry about something we talked about.
So,
right.
And the irony and just it's just the craziness of this I absolutely love. Like, we actually have to have a project and go like write a blog about how you've actually met people in person.
It's amazing, right? Because you stop. Most of these people are people that I haven't spoken to in person in probably 20 years. You know, they're people you went to elementary school with who you have on your list and you never talked to, but you still know all these ridiculous things about them.
Yeah.
But it kind of forces me to take it outside of that and actually have a conversation and see what's happening. And it's amazing because everybody's so interesting, right?
Yeah. What's the feedback been so far? Like, how do you propose it? Are you just randomly picking your Facebook friends and say, okay, you're up?
Yeah, I thought at first I would just do it kind of, I would just phone them and not tell them why I'm doing it. But that it was weird because if you haven't heard from me in 20 years and I'm like, hey, what's happening? Here you got some sort of disease. You want to talk about that a little bit? So I've kind of been feeling people out with an email, and I said, you know, I've got this, you know, humanfacebook.com. You should go look at it, and if you think it's something you might be interested in, then we can talk. And, you know, categorically, I think I've done about 25 people now, and every single one of them has been really keen and eager to participate, and it's amazing how open they've been. It's been, disarmingly blunt about conditions, about their life, about, you know, what's going on. So it's been amazing.
How many Facebook friends do you have?
I think about 340.
Okay. And by hook or by crook, are you going to get through all of them?
I thought I'd do it for 3 months, but I'm at about a month now, and it just keeps picking up momentum, and I really seem to have tapped into something here. There's a wide interest for this, and I'm not entirely sure why. It's this weird voyeuristic thing where people who I have no idea who they are, but they're sending me emails about it, and I'm getting calls from newspapers in the United States that are curious about it. So I think I just kind of have to keep on going with it a little bit just to see where it goes.
I think so. And to go back to your comments, that people are very open and kind of it's disarming. You know, this such an interesting, you know, let's speculate about the human condition here now, Steve. I mean, we all social media, we're all supposedly getting removed. We're all on the internet. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about ourselves. We want to do, you know, we just want things in 140 characters or less. Mm-hmm. But people are willing to meet you, like, have a phone conversation, but some people you're meeting in person as well, right?
Like, absolutely, yeah.
And so we just, it seems like deep down inside, we're still craving that human interaction.
Yeah, and it just spills out of people. When if you just ask somebody what's going on, it literally spills out of them, and they crave that interaction, I think.
This is absolutely incredible. So some of the more surprising things that you've learned that you can share with us. I mean, I know you just said people are sharing some pretty intense things about their lives, but what have you learned about other people or yourself during this process?
It's really interesting. What I found most interesting is, you know, these stories that you're kind of aware of and you don't really know much about. One of the stronger pieces, I think, so far has been a woman who became pregnant. Her husband had cancer, and he died before their twins were born. And we talked about that and just the level of detail she provided about what that was like. And, you know, just it's just painful to read, but it's just so moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just throwing it out there. But then there's also people that you phone, and we just talk about you know, the guy's got 3 barbecues and he's got 5 at the cottage, so what the hell, why do you have so many, right? And then he talks about why he likes to barbecue things, and, you know, that has almost just as much traffic, which really kind of speaks to to you know, where people's heads are at, but also just the search terms that you see coming in when you have a blog. You can tell what people are searching to find you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm getting hits from people learning how to deal with depression because one of the people on the Facebook project talks about her suicide attempt and how she overcame it. Another person, it was just a scary search, was how to deal with death on Facebook. You know, you have no idea where these queries are coming from, but, you know, that's the kind of strange interest that it's generating.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, here's the question. Are you going to stay in contact with these people?
Yeah, you know, I think so. We're in a few of them I've spoken to more than once ever since this started, which is nice. Some of them, I don't know, maybe, probably not, realistically. But it's still more contact than it would have been otherwise.
Yeah.
Which is the point, I guess.
Yeah, and so, you know, when it's all said and done, can we then say that, you know, Facebook then has facilitated, you know, conversations? So has social media over the internet facilitated interpersonal relationships more than it would have if you weren't on it?
That's the question, right? You hear people talking, you know, experts talking about what social media means and what the broader social consequences are, and I think we kind of forget that it's just a bunch of people sitting in front of their computers who are would probably prefer to be speaking to people in real life if given the opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's where we're running at it from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, and maybe it's just comfort level, too. I mean, half the times, you know, I'm in my pajamas with a glass of wine. If you want to come over and see that, you're more than welcome. It ain't going to be pretty, but...
It's easy, right? It's supremely easy just to take a passing interest in a lot of this stuff. And I haven't even started, you know, these have all been really easy, interesting people so far. And, you know, I haven't gotten to, you know, ex-girlfriends or you know, somebody who I barely know who was creepy in high school that added me that I, you know, didn't speak to then and probably won't speak to now. And I think those will probably be just as interesting, but for entirely different reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's humanfacebook.com. It is so interesting, and I expect to be following. I will be following. I'm already addicted to it almost more than I am to Twitter. Interesting. Steve LaTorrente, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Okay, bye-bye.